With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump heads to Texas today for a firsthand look at the devastation caused by catastrophic flooding. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The president is expected to do an aerial tour of some of the hard-hit areas, telling NBC News on Thursday, quote, "Nobody ever saw a thing like this coming." He added, "This is a once-in-every-200-year deal." He also suggested he'd have been ready to visit Texas within hours, but didn't want to burden authorities still searching for the more than 170 people who are still missing.
The White House says Mr. Trump will visit the State Emergency Operations Center to meet with first responders and relatives of flood victims. He will also get a briefing from officials. The Trump administration reveals a sweeping military policy change. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
According to a video released Thursday afternoon by the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a sweeping overhaul of the military drone strategy, calling for accelerated modernization, expanded production, and the elimination of regulations that could hinder innovation. Under the directives in a new Pentagon memo, commanders across all branches of the armed forces will have the authority to procure and test drones independently. The policy also aims to slash red tape, allowing for expedited training and testing processes. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At a time when ICE and Border Patrol agents are being attacked by anti-ICE protesters, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker wants to ban ICE agents from concealing their identities when conducting arrests. He and fellow Democrat Senator Alex Padilla of California introduced a bill that bans ICE agents from wearing masks and requires them to display their agency name and either their name or badge number. Democrat lawmakers are not opposed to violent protesters concealing their identities with masks. This is SRN News. The governor of Missouri signs a batch of education laws.
Republican Mike Keogh put his signature on one particular measure that keeps Christian clubs and colleges and universities from being forced to allow people who are non-believers into leadership positions. Alliance Defending Freedom is cheering the legislation, saying, quote, "Universities should encourage freedom of speech and religion, not shut it down. That includes safeguarding the ability of belief-based student organizations to associate with those who align with the organization's mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will be closing this month. It's the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations on kids. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds from places that perform such procedures on kids under the age of 18, the center will be closing its doors on July 22nd. This is SRN News. A federal judge in New Hampshire issues a ruling pausing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the United States.
A written order will follow, including a 7-day stay to give time for an appeal. This lawsuit is among numerous cases challenging Trump's order, which would deny citizenship to children born to parents living in the U.S. illegally or temporarily. Several judges have issued nationwide injunctions, but the Supreme Court limited those rulings and gave lower courts 30 days to act. Since then, opponents have quickly returned to court to try to block it. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The man charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump at his West Palm Beach golf course wants to represent himself at his federal trial. Ryan Ruth told Judge Eileen Cannon in a Fort Pierce courtroom that he would like to replace his court-appointed attorneys. He also faces state charges. More details at srnnews.com.